Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were mixed today. We were higher in the corn, a half cent higher in the front month March at 429 and a half. Beans were quite impressive today, up 7 3/4 in the March beans. To 1284 and 3/4. The November of 2014 were unchanged here at 1109 and a quarter, up a half cent. Looking at the technical side of the soybeans, we traded to our lowest levels since the middle of November in the overnight session last night for the March beans. They traded down to 1263 and a half, and then rebounded and closing at 1284 and 3/4, 21 cents off the lows. That's considered a positive thing here. Now, we've got the 50-day moving average still above the market at $13, so 15 cents below that. So long term, we're still below the moving averages, but haven't really gone anywhere since the 1st of October. Corn, on the other hand, has slowed down and not been selling off like most people thought after that USDA report a week ago. We've stayed relatively strong here at 429 and a half, and those far out there months, the D's 14 and D's 15 are trading around 450 and 460 respectively. Both of those have remained pretty strong here and should over the long term attract plenty of acres. Wheat futures are slightly lower here as the cool weather has dissipated, and it doesn't look like there's going to be much winter kill.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
We had an export report this morning that was neutral for corn and wheat, but bullish for the beans. Wheat came in at 421,400 metric tons. The middle of the range, we were looking for 300 to 650, and then corn of 693,000, while we were looking for 200 to 800. And then beans were a little bit bullish above the range at 703,400, and we were looking for 300 to 625. The reason why it was higher than expected was because the market was looking for some cancellations from China or the Asian buyers, and it looks like we thought that they would end up buying South American grain rather than U.S. grain, but it didn't happen, or didn't reflect on that report. So we still anticipate it to happen in the next few months or weeks, but it didn't reflect on today's report. Other than that, there really wasn't a lot of news. We're watching that cattle on feed report this afternoon, which will impact the corn demand a touch. On feed, they're estimating 94%. Placed 98.1%, and then marketed 102.2%. It's anticipated to be just a little bit bullish, but it's been bullish for almost 36 months in a row, and then the markets reacted positively. And, of course, we're at all-time highs in cattle.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.